Joining us now in studio, we have a whole bunch of guests with us for the 26th annual Winter Walk, which is coming up in quicker than we think. We're already into December. It's snowy out as we're recording this. Winter Walk is on Thursday, December 12th this year, 4:30 to 9 p.m. all across Division Street. And joining us now, one of the, leader organizer of the event, the president of Northfield Chamber of Commerce, Jane Bartha. Thanks for joining us, Jane.
Oh, this is exciting. Thanks for having us and getting us all together. And yeah, it's 10 days, right?
Yeah, from when we're taping this, when we air, it'll be even sooner.
True. Okay, never thought of that.
Yeah.
So, yep, December 12th. And historically, we've always put 5 to 9, but 5 is actually when the lights light up. So you want to be there before 5.
Mm-hmm. Well, before we get to all of our other guests, what's just kind of the 50,000 foot overview? What events we got going on this year at Winter Walk?
Traditional and new. The traditional is the horse and wagons. Mm-hmm. We got 3 of those. That's so wildly, wildly popular. The new, I guess, is the reindeer, the fireworks, and new this year, we have a courtesy cart. Moore Golf and Utility has brought 2 or maybe 3 carts just for courtesy. Mm-hmm. If you need a ride, if you're trying to find somebody, just look for these golf carts that are going to be up and down between 2nd and 6th. Flag them down and we'll get you to your space.
Sure. Wonderful. All right, now we've got 3 other guests joining us, some of the sponsors of the events happening at Winter Walk this year. Dean, why don't you introduce yourself, and we'll start with you.
Sure, my name is Dean Swenson. I'm the pastor at Hosanna Church in Dundas, Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And we just want to be a part of what's going on in the community, community engagement, connections, and just getting outside the walls of the church to make a difference in the community at large. So, yeah.
And
Zandra,
yes, from... Hometown
Credit Union. Wonderful. Yes, thank you. Along with Dean, you know, one of our core values is community and going beyond just the financial services that we provide. And this is a great event for us to get out and touch a lot of people. The turnout, you know, we've been sponsors for at least 3 or 4 years now, and the turnout is always fabulous. And it's a bright night for Northfield, and we appreciate being able to kind of have an impact with that and just, again, do more than just be a financial institution in the community.
And our last guest coming in.
I'm Shelby from River Valley Eye Professionals. We also have been sponsors for River Walk for the last couple of years, but just exactly kind of what Zandra said, we just want to get our out there to show the our support to the community, that we are beyond your eye care needs. We love to just serve and be one of the best locally owned, supported businesses.
Sure.
Yeah.
And Jane, these are all sponsors of different events happening downtown.
Absolutely.
Or during Winter Walk, yes?
Yeah, like they were saying or alluded to a little bit. Hosanna Church has been the sponsor for the Santa House right in the middle of Bridge Square for quite a few years now. It's been wonderful. And not only do they sponsor the house, they bring a handful of volunteers each year. And I'm looking at him right now, planning ahead for the next 2 weeks.
We'll be there next Wednesday to help set up the luminaries again.
Yes.
So
there we go.
As I was gonna say, so, you know, I'm sure there's a financial side to supporting Winter Walk. There's a volunteer side. So, Hosanna, you've been setting up the luminaries. What is that kind of the main volunteer side of that? Or you talk a little about that.
Yeah, I mean, the hope is not only our staff does that, just as a kind of staff thing together, but we also invite other people from our congregation to get engaged, you know, in civic responsibilities in the community and get connected by serving is just a big outward way to show our appreciation for this community. Mm-hmm. And so we give opportunities for people to engage in that all the time. So luminaries is the one thing that we've done. And a couple of years ago, it was like minus 10. And we lost a few digits, if you know what I mean. Oh. But we did it, and it was fun to do that. So that's just one way that we can help. Mm-hmm. So,
And my other guest, any impact that you can think of that, you know, I guess... Yeah, that you're involved in.
Yes, no. The last couple years, we've brought, you know, light up necklaces, and I think people have really enjoyed kind of walking around and seeing everybody kind of wear mm-hmm. kind of the same
thing. They're glowing.
And it's been a fun thing that people are like, do you have any more necklaces? So we bring a bunch of staff that are able to kind of handle that out and kind of make it feel like it's one big happy family walking around Division Street all night. So
do you know how many you bought this year?
We have doubled or tripled the amount. So we've got lots.
Awesome.
And before we get to Shelley, right?
Shelby.
Yeah. Okay. I knew it was, I was like, oh, there's another letter. But anyway, Jane, do you know how many people attend Winter Walk each year?
Well,
or do you have even like a rough estimation?
Counter. We don't have a counter at every, you know, intersection. Mm-hmm. Last year, the weather was fantastic. And so we were upwards of 5,000 people.
Really?
I guess what we base that number on is that the library has a counter on their door.
Sure.
And so they always give us their baseline of how many came in. And it was over 3,000 at the library. Wow. And nothing against the library, but a lot of people just don't go in the library.
If you don't have kids, there's not as much reason to go to the library during Winter Walk.
I mean, Legos is awesome. Really awesome. The trains are awesome. Yeah, of course.
I'm an adult and I love Legos.
Of course. They're pretty amazing what people can do with those.
Yes.
Yeah. But just going off of the 3,000 and plus a guesstimate of how many did not,
sure,
it was a solid 5,000, if not more.
Sure. And Shelby, talk a little bit about moving back onto the original plan now, River Valley, and what you guys, your involvement in this.
Yeah, so we it's been pretty new to River Valley to sponsor, I would say, maybe Jane, what would you say, maybe the last couple years we've gotten involved. And so every year we try to do something a little bit different or get our name out there a little bit more. We have been a part of this community, that same location for just about 20 years, but we just thought it's time to kind of bring it out there. We are doing the bridge this year. It's everybody walks past it. It's a great focal point. We just wanted to just know that we just take so much pride in being part of Northfield and a trusted source for everybody's family needs. We also are doing the
startup.
The startup.
It's one of my favorite horses. They're all my favorite. Every single thing is my favorite. But the bridge, the 4th Street Bridge, is closed down by Larson, and the horse and wagon lineup starts right on Bridge Square.
Yeah.
And this is the carriage that takes literally over the river. And they turn around down there and come back, and that's their trip all night long. So it's over the river and through the lights. And if it's a little windy, it's a little chilly, but it's worth it.
It just kind of brings that magic, you know, it just has that start to the season and the Christmas season and the winter feel, and we just want to be a part of it and we have all of our employees come to it. They, even people who don't live in town, will stay. They'll bring families in, and it's just like a Hallmark movie.
So all of you are very different organizations. We have a church, a credit union, and a healthcare kind of provider. But you all share similar things that none of you are on Division Street. And I think we tend to think of the benefit to business or to organizations downtown is like your content bookstore, your Good Bible Monday, and a bunch of customers are coming in on this night. And it's like Black Friday part two for you. Why, I guess for the three of your organizations, why do you support this event? What benefit, like, I guess larger community benefit, are you seeing from helping support Winter Walk, even though none of you are on Division Street? None of you are going to be, you know, your business is physically at this event.
I'll jump in.
Sure.
You know, I think it goes, obviously Winter Walk is fabulous and a great event each year, but looking specifically at hometown, so I'm the marketing manager, and we set aside, you know, a set number of dollars each year that we want to share back into the community. And, you know, part of my job is to figure out how we're going to allocate that. And so, you know, finding events like this where we feel like there's more of an impact and we're able to, you know, touch a large portion of the community, we find great value in that. So it really, on the Hometown Credit Union side, it comes down to, you know, just sharing, you know, the money that we do have set aside for events like this and allocating it, you know, in a balanced way throughout the year. But this event, you know, to Jane's point of it being a lot of people, it's a great way for us to get our name out there. Like you said, you know, we're not right on Division Street, but we do feel like it has a large impact.
Well, who wants to jump in next?
I would just add, the church really the church is the people that come to the building, mm-hmm. that make it, and our people leave that church and they go and live in the community. They go downtown. A city center is a place where people gather and hang out and spend time together. And one of the other things I really love about these kind of events that Northfield does, you know, is really brings community and brings people together. In the Christmas season, that can be, it's a great season for most people. It's the most wonderful time of the year, you know, that whole thing. But the reality is for some people it's not. Some mm-hmm. people are isolated. Some people are alone. Some people don't connect with other people. These kind of events bring people out, mm-hmm. and it gives them an opportunity to rub shoulders with people, smile at people, feel the joy of Christmas. And so our encouragement, yeah, we're in Dundas out there, but because we're all over Northfield mm-hmm. as parishioners and members, and all, and I would say not just our church but all churches. I mean, we're all meant to be that way, mm-hmm. To be people that are like sharing the hope and heartbeat of for us it's the Lord with people around us, but also that community feel with other people too. Mm-hmm. So yeah. We love being a part of it.
I couldn't agree more with. Both of them. We are the same. You know, actually, we're kind of out on the outskirts of town as
well. You're all very southern, yes. Northfield,
yep,
or Dundas.
We are. But exactly, like, what brings us to the community is our patients, and mm-hmm. they are all part of the community, and a lot of our employees are actually Northfield employees. I'm actually born and raised, you know, mm-hmm. and so, you know, then you see people out in the community, and, you know that we're beyond just the eye care world, and the same. We also have every year, we kind of talk about how we're going to give back to the community and what we're going to do. And this is just such a huge event that people not only in the Northfield area, but the surrounding areas know. And so it's like, if we can show them that we are here to support everybody and to, we're just a community of the surrounding areas.
So last question, let's say you were talking to a person who has not been to Winter Walk in over 8 years because he was gone at college and he had to work every Thursday night because he was working at a certain radio station but got to watch Winter Walk. Cough, cough, it's me. I haven't been to Winter Walk in 8 years. What's one thing you would recommend, or anyone else, what's one thing you would recommend everyone goes and sees or does at Winter Walk? We can, if you got an idea, yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
My very first would be the countdown that lights Bridge Square. Mm-hmm. That's what starts at 5. So if you're parking your car at 5, you might be hearing the kids. We've got the middle school choirs on mm-hmm. stage at 5 o'clock. They do the countdown and light the bridge. It's so fun when it works. Like magic. 10 down to 1, and all of a sudden, boom, all the trees, all the lights, the special tree, the Santa house, they all go on. The bridge, too. The bridge on 4th Street is off during that time. It takes a coordinated effort because all the light boxes are 2 or 3 different spots. So we're all on our phones going, yeah. Okay, we're close. Now, boom. So mm-hmm. magical. At 6 o'clock, the middle school performs again, and 7 o'clock, the middle school performs again. But I think that 5 o'clock is when it works. It's magical.
Yeah.
Don't miss that.
Got it. Okay.
I actually have, my niece is actually going to be lighting the tree this year. So, I have a little bit extra, personal input in it. So it's just, I don't know, it just seems extra special this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's Elsa.
Yep, my niece Elsa.
Like the princess.
Yep, like yes, the princess. Yes. Yep, like Princess
Elsa.
Oh,
that was meant to be.
Yes, yeah. Yep. So she's, I might be there. My sister might have other obligations, so it might be me standing there. So, yeah. With
her? Well, to Jane's point, we're the tree sponsor, so we have fun. We'll have staff probably towards the end of this week that will come out and decorate the tree. So it's very on brand with hometown. I have fun doing that, and mm-hmm. to see that then light up, you know, at the same time as all the other lights, I think that's probably my favorite part too.
Mm-hmm. And last but not least,
I would say it may not be a specific place, although the Hosanna hut is is worth visiting. I know it's cheesy, but and I was a marketing major too, believe it or not. But really, I guess the most exciting thing for me is just the encounter. Mm-hmm. People encountering people, looking people in the eye, sharing a smile with one another, a handshake, a hello. I mean, that's what makes Northfield really special. I grew up in Northfield. It's my hometown as well. But I love seeing that interaction within community. And I'm really grateful for the Chamber of Commerce and all that they do to promote these kind of events, mm-hmm. That we can engage with one another and smile at one another and have the joy and spread that joy. So that's what I'm looking forward to most is those encounters that we get to have with others.
Any last things, Jane, about Winter Walk you want to share?
Sure. How much time do I have?
Oh, go ahead.
Well, here's a vision. So if you're coming down and you're coming off of Second Street, the first thing you're going to hit is the First Horse and Wagon. It lines up pretty much right outside of KYMN. Mm-hmm. It travels one block south. We've got lots of people giving or selling, I'm not quite sure actually, hot chocolate, mm-hmm. coffee, s'mores, soups, chilies, just lots and lots of outdoor vendors. Fire pits are allowed, and they're okay as long as they're staffed, so you will mm-hmm. see bonfires or barrel fires. Bridge Square has the showmobile, and we've got a music performance at 5, the defeat of Jesse James royalty, who's going to be reading The Giant Was the Night Before Christmas with mm-hmm. pictures. So they'll be doing that at 5:30 and 6:30, another performance at 6, another third or fifth grade Campaneros performance at, I think, 5:45. We're still narrowing down that time. But there's going to be odds and ends on stage all night long. E Cantanti Choir is going to be starting about 6 o'clock at Imminent and caroling all this way. They're going to be just really bringing out that Hallmark feel. Mm-hmm. Back to Second Street, mini parade. Yeah. We've got a VIP Winter Walk personnel. It's Lance's
Reese.
His daughter.
Ava.
Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. Ava's going to be our VIP this year. So she's going to walk down this road with a lighted tractor, a lighted construction truck, a lighted golf cart, still working on that fire truck. Santa, Frosty, Rudolph, coming in. She's going to hop up onto the stage. She's going to lead our countdown with the mayor, and the mayor's mayor for the day students are going to be up mm-hmm. there. So just a lot of awareness, a lot of festivities. The countdown on the 600 block, on the 500 block, there's another horse and wagon. On the 600 block, we've got the barrel trains. Mm-hmm. Pete Merkins is going to be leading that again. Sponsored by the hospital. The barrel trains is hugely popular with kids, and the Grinch is down at the end of that block as well. We've got an extra couple food trucks around that night. So the rest of it, you'll have to, 8:45 fireworks.
8:45, yeah, wonderful.
Yes, light up the sky.
The 26th annual Winter Walk is Thursday, December 12th, 4:39 p.m., Downtown Northfield, don't miss it. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.